And I wrote down reproducing because I've been watching a lot of the Nature Channel lately, and how do they get their seed from one location to maybe hundreds of miles away? How do they do that? How do they get it? You know, birds help it. You know, there's one little plant that grew and it had seeds, had the seeds in the pods, but then how does it get from there to 30 miles away? And then it breaks after a while. The little thing breaks and it rolls down, kind of like a tumbleweed. And its seeds drop out of it as it goes along. So,
and out
in the desert, it was out in the desert, so it's always windy out there. So, anyways, that's what the fruit of the Spirit, it should be reproducing. You know, it shouldn't be just a fruit that we have from God that we have for ourselves, but it also for other people too. You know, to be an example also. So, anyways, we're in the book of Galatians. And chapter 5, and then we're going to be going through starting at verse 22. So last week we read about all the bad things, the things that you don't want to be. Yeah, this week we're going to read about the things that you do want to be. Okay, and these are the characteristics of God's people that we can't produce a lot of these ourselves. And even some of these that we do have, you know, because there's people that don't know God, that are lost, they're not saved, that are the kindest people on the earth. They're giving, you know, they're happy. So what the Lord does is that He takes a person like that and He increases that they have. That if they're happy, then they're even more happy, you know. So that's what God does, you know. And if we're not this, then He makes us that. He doesn't force us. Through the scriptures, it's conviction and inspiration. So anyways, we're going to start with verse 22. And we're just going to read 22 and 23, and then we'll go back and break down each word. It says, 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. Okay, so this is a list of different attributes. You know, that we have. And, you know, some of us, you know, even myself, you know, struggle with certain ones, you know, and it's a constant work. So the first one he names off is love, which is the same love that inspired Jesus to die. Okay. Well, that says not only did he die, but what happened before he died? You think they just drug him to the cross, nailed him, and he died? No, they tortured him. They beat him. They stuck a crown of thorns in his skull, and he didn't die right away. He didn't die right away. So that's that love that empowered him to do that one act. You know, that he came to this earth to die, and so that's love. That's the love that it speaks about here. The next one down the list is joy. It means cheerful, exuberant, which exuberant means lively energy. You know, trying to think, exuberant would probably be maybe like a kid going on a roller coaster ride. You know, just excited. You know, I remember when my dad said he's going to take us to Magic Mountain, and we were just I think I was 12 or 13. And they couldn't sleep the night before. I was so excited, you know. Just going to Magic Mountain, you know, it's a big treat. So that's that kind of excitement. That's that joy, you know, and which also the word enjoy has the word joy in it. You know, enjoy yourselves. And hope my parents have enjoyed themselves while they're at the coast. So that's kind of that enjoy. Peace. All essential parts are joined together, which means joined together, but then I broke down body. Peace. Okay, your body's at peace when everything's working right. You know, when you don't have a cut on your hand, like Marilyn, she cut her hand. That's something that disrupts that peace in that body. Okay. If you fracture something, you break something, or if you have a pain in your stomach, you know, those are all things that create those peace, you know, throws peace off in your body. So that's what it means. All essential parts are joined together. They're all working together. Like a vehicle, too, the same thing. You know, when something's not working right, you can feel it. You can feel something shake, or it just won't start, or it won't even click or make no noise. So that's peace. You know, everything working together the way it's supposed to be. Patience. It's an unwavering goal under trials. Okay. Patience is... it's a tough one to learn. It really is a tough one to learn. And it's funny because sometimes you can have the greatest patience in certain areas and zero patience in other areas. You know, it's just... So it's an unwavering goal. Okay, under trials. It doesn't matter if everything's going good or not. You still practice patience, steadfastness. You'll finally reach your goal. And sometimes it takes a while. That's why they call it patience. It takes a while for the goal to be fulfilled, you know. There was an author that wrote a book, and she was trying to trying to get a publisher to publish it. And she tried like 7, 8, 9 times, just rejected, reject, reject, reject. And she tried one publisher after another, and she couldn't do it. And so one suggested that she should change the name of the book, you know, to such and such. And so she did. And then shortly after, she got her book published. And her name is J.K. Rowling, the one who wrote Harry Potter's. So patience. Patience. And because even through rejection, there's a lot of patience. Kindness. Philanthropy. Philanthropy means to give. You know, in a nutshell, it means to give. There's people that own big companies. Like I always think about Bill Gates. You know, he's a philanthropist. You know, he gives a lot. You know, some people unfortunately give so they can write it off on taxes. You know, or give to get something else back. Unfortunately, but that's not true philanthropy. Philanthropy is to give, not expect anything in return. It says, be a dove and not a snake. That's what kindness is. Be a dove. Be as meek as a dove. Be kind. Not a snake. A dove is, they're easygoing. They're not aggressive. Snakes are. And they're sharp and they're quick and they'll bite in an instant. You know. They had doves at the circus the other day. Remember, Jared? They had those two doves that they made disappear at the circus. And they just put them in there. And they just, what do? Did they fly away or did they just sit there and... They just sat there in the box, just looking at the audience. So, and they turned into a rabbit. Anyways.
Yeah.
We did. The rabbit was sticking his head out. I was like, look at the rabbit. He wasn't supposed to do that, but he did. Anyways, goodness. Natural, personal quality of kindness. Okay. Goodness is, some people just naturally have goodness in them. You know, they're just naturally good people. Now, goodness is not to be mistaken as righteousness. You know, that's what I wrote down, not perfect. Doesn't mean the perfect person is perfect because they're good. It just means they're just good people. They're just they do good work. They are good to people. They're not malicious. They're not conniving. They're not deceiving. You know, they're just good people. And like I said before, is a lot of these. Characteristics don't just apply only to God's people. It also applies to the lost world too. Because there's a lot of good people out there in the lost world. They're just they don't know God as their Savior, and that's it. But you know, they apply on church members and non-church members, saved or lost people. Faithfulness, trustworthy, believing with your life. That's faithfulness. That's trusting. It's believing with your life. I always think about, we used to use that term, hanging on with everything you have. You know, if you're hanging on to a rope, you're going to squeeze that rope in front of you tight. You are not going to relinquish that grip. If you're hanging on a cliff, then you're going to hang with everything you have. That's believe, you know. I know we use it loosely in you know, English terms, you know. Yeah, I believe I'm going to go down to the show today, you know. It's a different belief, but this one is a serious one. This is actually putting it They see the term putting your money where your mouth is, but also practicing that belief and saying that the Lord's going to deal with the situation. You know, like when we say prayer requests, you know, we pray and we believe that prayer is going to be answered in the way that the Lord will answer it. Okay. So that's faithfulness. Gentleness. It says mildness. Humble, gentle strength. Okay, that's gentleness. Knowing being able to adjust your strength, adjust yourself to somebody. I remember Melissa here, Brother George, when he would shake my hand, he would always squeeze it with everything he had. He's like, he would go, hey, how's it going? He'd go like that, and you know, he's got big hands, you know. So I had to squeeze back equally in order to not break my fingers. So, but it's gentleness is being able to adjust, even in a handshake, you know, to adjust your squeeze, you know. And I know it's a minor thing, example, but that's what gentleness is, you know, being able to adjust yourself. Knowing when to be hard and when to be gentle. Self-control, self-mastery, but it comes from God. You know, that's one thing, that's why I wrote that in, because self-mastery, sometimes that's the world's view of things, is that, you know, look to self, look to your inner self, your inner strength. Well, we know that we have that strength in us, but it doesn't originate with us. You know, it comes from God, that strength that we have. So self-mastery, to be able to master certain things about yourself, to be able to control either your anger, you know, to be able to increase your patience, to be able to even not say anything at certain times, you know, or choose the words. So, and again, these are things that I that I flaw into myself. So, so we'll read verse 24. So those are all the characteristics. And verse 24 says, now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And like I wrote, eliminate the flesh. You know, and when I was writing it, the first thing I thought about was a sniper. You know, he's going to eliminate his target, you know. and in order for him to do that, he has to take into consideration the wind speed, you know, the altitude, the pressure, the distance. Where is the bullet going to be? If he shoots it that way, it's going to end that way. You know, he's got to formulate, you know, trigonometry, geometry, whatever he's got to do in his head to figure out where he's going to shoot that bullet. Because in the movies or in games, you know, you normally aim to the person, but this case, in a real sniper situation, you don't. So eliminate the flesh, just like a sniper would do his target. The same thing we do with the flesh, eliminate it, pinpoint accuracy. And then if we miss, then we try it again, you know, because it is a constant thing. And even Paul, he had a problem with it, you know. He's like, the things that he wanted to do, he doesn't do. And the things that he don't do is the things that he should do. So it does take years. So it says, verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. You know, if you're living a good life with the Lord, and if you're learning these traits, okay, then that's a great accomplishment, okay. But don't boast, you know. Don't boast. There was a movie once where this kid, he was being like homeschooled, and the father had him write an essay. So the kid sat down and he wrote it, and he brought it back to his father. And the father takes the red pen, you know, clink, clink, cross this out, circle this, that, write that, give it back. And he says, again, half as long. So now the kid's got to shorten it up somehow. But so he gets back there and he writes it again, hands it back to his father. Father grabs it, grabs a red marker, marks this, cross that out, check here. And he goes, again, half as long. And the kids is, you know. And so anyways, he writes it, and he's a little reluctant to give it back to his dad. He gets a little nervous. So he kind of hands it to him, and the guy grabs it, and he reads it. And then he goes, good. And he hands it back to his son. Now throw it away. And what I got out of that, it was, you're proud of your accomplishment, but you don't have to boast about your accomplishment. Okay, that's what I got out of it. So, so anyway, you know, we should be happy and proud of the things that we're able to do. And the bottom line is that we always give God the praise and thanks for everything that we have and everything that we're able to do, because it's Him. He did it with the people that built the tabernacle. Remember, if you're a carpenter, He increased the knowledge. You know, the carpenter was doing work that he never even thought he was able to do, but God increased that knowledge in him. So again, you know, it starts with God and it ends with God. In the meantime, He teaches us how to live, how to be. So, anyways, that's the devotional. So, Jim.